A judge in Birmingham has ruled that a former Ku Klux Klansman is not fit to stand trial. Bobby Frank Cherry is charged in the murder of four girls killed in a 1963 church bombing. The prosecutor says the charges against Cherry likely will be dismissed. That's barring any unforeseen medical improvements or an unexpected development in an upcoming hearing. Yesterday's ruling signals that the nearly 40-year-old case is about to be over. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Circuit Judge James Garrett ruled that Bobby Frank Cherry is mentally incompetent and can't be tried in the bombing of Birmingham's 16th Street Baptist Church. Four black girls were killed by a Klan bomb during Sunday morning services in 1963. Cherry's lawyers presented expert testimony at a competency hearing last week that he was suffering from vascular dementia and could not assist in preparing for his own murder trial. Attorney Roger Bass says Cherry wasn't able to help his legal team with key questions.
Were you there? Were you not there? Were you in town? Were you out of town? You know, did you know any of these people? You got to be able to ask them kind of questions and get logical answers without getting into a story about his grandchildren playing in the mud hole. I mean, you can't defend when you're put in that position.
Prosecutors claimed the 72-year-old Cherry was pretending to have mental problems to avoid trial. Former U.S. Attorney Doug Jones remains skeptical.
I still believe that his dementia is more of a trial-induced dementia than anything else.
But Jones said the judge followed the law when he ruled that prosecutors failed to meet the burden of proof by clear, convincing, and unequivocal evidence that Cherry was mentally competent to face trial. Jones said that was a nearly impossible task in this case, considering the testimony of an independent, court-appointed expert who found otherwise. Cherry was to have gone on trial earlier this year with former Klansman Thomas Blanton Jr. Blanton was convicted and sentenced to life in prison. One other man, Robert Chambliss, was convicted in 1977 and died in prison. A fourth suspect died without being charged in the crime. The news that Cherry would not be tried was greeted with disappointment in Birmingham's black community.
A man who is suspected of being the murderer of four innocent little girls should have his day in court.
The Reverend Abraham Woods is president of the local Southern Christian Leadership Conference.
This system seems to have set up a kind of situation where white people can escape when they murder Negroes. I feel very sad about that.
Woods is among those who believe Birmingham can't move beyond its racist past until it finally deals with all the suspects in the notorious 16th Street church bombing case. But Mickey Johnson, one of Cherry's defense lawyers, says that's not what courts are for. He thinks yesterday's ruling was in the best interest of justice.
I respect the fact that the judge has put judicial considerations over political ones in that decision. I know it probably will be unpopular in some areas, but it was the right one.
Although Judge Garrett ruled Cherry was not mentally competent to stand trial, he did not dismiss the charges entirely. He scheduled another hearing to order further state testing of Cherry to determine whether his condition could improve enough for a trial. Prosecutors say they are not optimistic. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.